Closest.
Here I am, Philip Roth.
No theory?
Actually, I was concerned this morning about inflation. The government and the newspapers, they say the biggest problem today is inflation.
Yeah.
From our Krishna conscious standpoint, how can we cure this problem of inflation?
It is very simple. Don't accept paper currency. It must be gold or some metal worth $1. It must be worth $1 metal. Then it is solved. But they want to cheat. How it can be solved? Because if I pay you $1, I must pay you value for $1. But it is the cheating process is going on. I pay you $1, a piece of paper, that's all. So you accept cheating, and I also cheat, the government allows. That's the problem can be solved. It is cheating, but the government allows it as law. And you accept, I accept, then how they can be solved? Solution. This is the solution.
In the economy itself, there isn't actually enough money to... it's even in the banks.
That is cheating. That's why I say cheating. I have no money. I give you simply a paper, I promise to pay $100. What is the use of that promise if I have no money? But you want to be cheated, I cheat you. That's all. You are satisfied of being cheated by me. So I take the advantage and I cheat you, I give you a paper. That's all.
Real money is gold, silver.
Anyway, it must be value. According to the market price, it must be value. Whatever it may be. Gold is taken because gold is the most valuable metal. A small piece of gold, it can carry $200. But if I give you iron, then you have to bring another, what is called, bus to carry it. So therefore, gold standard is accepted everywhere. There is a standard price of gold, so when I pay you money, it must be carry the value in gold, that's all. Then there is no influence. The people want to be cheated and people cheat, that's all.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada, you say that Kali became gold standardized. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the purport.
And that is another point, that one who has gold, he can purchase. These four kinds of sinful activities, meat eating, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex. If you have money, you can get illicit sex from big quarters. Is it not?
Yes.
Yeah. The sinful activities have increased because the world has produced too much wealth. Because they can purchase sinful activities. And that is being increased by inflation. False money I've got. With that false money I can purchase all these illicit sex, wine, and intoxication. Because it is just like nowadays the bank is giving you a card. American
what
is
that? Charge card. Bank America.
So you simply show the card, you get the goods. So to exchange, it has become very cheap. So cheaply you can purchase. Therefore, cheaply you can purchase sinful things also. The people are becoming sinful. The modern economy is engage people in hard working to produce, and by artificial cheating secure the goods commodities. This is modern economy. So a worker is getting $3,000 per month when he's getting paper, but he's thinking that I'm getting money. He's giving his labor and things are being produced. This is the policy. You cheat him without giving money, giving paper, and get his labor and produce goods. This is modern economy. Is it not?
Yes.
A laborer, a worker, is giving high salary, high wages. What he's getting is paper. And he's very enthusiastic to give his labor, so production is more. And when you go to purchase the products, then you have to pay again. Whatever you have earned, you have to pay everything. Pay to the bank or pay to the man. Simply, cheating process is going on. There is no solution. People are cheaters. They have been taught how to cheat. Everyone has got a cheating propensity. That is conditioned life. Four defects. To commit mistake, to become illusion, to cheat, and imperfectness of the senses. So cheating propensity, everyone has got. So that cheating propensity is being encouraged more and more. Instead of minimizing it or stop it, it is being encouraged.
So unless they become Krishna conscious, then there's no solution.
No. Rava bhaktasya kuto mahatguna. There cannot be any good quality in the human society unless it accepts Krishna consciousness. This is it. This dog is thinking that we may not cheat him. From the back, we may not attack you. That's it. Therefore, he stopped.
He doesn't know that you're the ever well wisher, Prabhupada. He doesn't know that you're the ever well wisher.
You are going to carry the message to the government?
Yes, Srila Prabhupada. We're
going to issue metal coin and the problem will be solved.
Jai.
But they will not take your advice.
This is part of our plan.
Huh?
To even run for political office, we need solutions to the problems to offer as a platform. We'll draw up various bills ready for legislation, show them that we're serious.
So how you present it? The cheating process is going on. Unless you become God conscious, the cheating process will not stop. So there is no solution.
So therefore we introduce bill into the schools to introduce God consciousness to all
yes,
the children.
Yes, God consciousness. Then everyone will be honest and everything will be adjusted. Everyone can understand this is pure cheating. I give you $100, a piece of paper, that's it. And you accept it. You want to be cheated. You thought, oh, I've got now daily $100. So let me work very hard. He doesn't consider that I'm not getting $100, I'm getting a piece of paper. So people have no brain to understand. This is not $100. Give me cash, $100. Then everything solution will be. there will be no inflation. Because I know that paying you a piece of paper, I can cheat you. That's why I'm printing notes to cheat so many people. Therefore, inflation. But when there will be no possibility to cheat you, then there will be no inflation. Here I've got the opportunity, because I know that pushing forward a piece of paper, I can cheat so many people. So there must be inflation. Is it not? This is not psychological. If I know that I can cheat you by this instrument, then why shall I increase that? That is inflation. What do you think, Karanda?
That's the basic principle, yes.
Yes. I'm cheating you, and people are accepting my cheating.
The governments actually started the whole thing.
Yeah.
They instituted paper money. They instituted it because it's a cheating process.
Yeah.
But everyone is participating, so it's just going on and on. That's the real cause of inflation.
They're getting encouragement in the cheating business.
They will not let you have any gold.
Now they have made law that you cannot store gold.
Yes.
No, that's been since 1933.
Let's see.
Americans cannot own gold, store gold. Pretty soon they're going to pass the same law for silver.
Let's see. Even they cannot have ornaments.
Look, you can have ornaments, jewelry.
So, by law, they're cheating. So how you can stop?
Now they've introduced a law that even the penny, which is the smallest denomination, used to be made out of copper. So now they're going to make it out of aluminum.
Aluminum, yeah.
Because copper's too expensive.
It'll be worth less than a penny when it's made out of aluminum.
Why not cement? Because by law, everything will be acceptable. Make a cement.
Prabhupada, what can we do to curb down these rascals?
Chant Hare Krishna.
That will curb them down.
Yes. They will be purified. The more you chant Hare Krishna, they will be purified. This is all problems are there on account of misunderstanding. What we are distributing, we are simply moving misunderstanding and bringing them to knowledge. This is our purpose. So, Mr. Theologian, is this suggestion appealing to you?
It seemed all right for ordinary dealing, Srila Prabhupada, having this money fit the, what's the going on, but for large-scale transactions, it might be very difficult. And it's the practical basis, transactions of thousands and thousands of dollars.
That will be good for the people. Because large-scale transaction is there, therefore the capital is hoarding. Capital is hoarding. Goods are there, everything is there. You pay black price, you get it. Then when somebody is hoarding, he's not giving to the market. So if the larger scale industry and trade becomes stopped, that is good for people.
Does that mean the same amount of gold is there?
Huh?
The same amount of gold is here?
No, larger scale. Suppose if you want to store, say, 1,000 kilos or 1,000 bags of rice, so you have to pay me gold, but you have no such gold. Therefore, larger scale industry will stop. Let's see.
And the price of rice would go very low.
Yes. Then you get actual price and actual value. Goods are there, any part of the world. There's enough commodity. But these rascals, they're hoarding. And they're not giving in right time. The people are suffering.
Yes, there's a... They buy now, they buy the goods before they're even grown.
Yeah.
The commodity market.
Yes, because they can pay in this paper, the bank will advance.
Yes. Well, they don't even pay in paper. They
so as soon as you have to introduce this metal coins value, the whole cheating scheme will fail.
In the past, there was a lot of gold on the planet. What has happened to it? There used to be a lot of gold on the planet?
Yeah. They used to, as utensils, as household parts, just like now you are advanced using plastic. Because you have become very advanced. So you are using plastic, they are using gold.
So what has happened to that gold?
Huh? What happened? If you keep utensils at home, what happened? You eat nicely on the plate, that's all. Why are you concerned about happening? It is in your store, that's all. And gold is such a metal, any part of the country, any part of the world you go, you get immediately value.
Yes. Whenever there's an economic depression, then gold remains valuable. Just like when the stock market crashed in 1929, if you had gold, you could still purchase goods.
Yes.
No matter how bad the economy was, people would accept gold as barter.
Yes.
But not currency.
Indian economy was that if you have got extra money, you get gold ornament for your wife.
Yes.
So, your money is stocked there. Or purchase some utensils, silver utensils. That is Indian economy. Depositing in the bank and thinking that I'm getting good interest, that is another cheating. If things are not available, what will get by getting interest? Therefore, I am advising that purchase land and produce our own food. There will be no problem.
The inflation rate is higher than the interest rate.
Huh?
The inflation rate is higher than the interest rate. If you earn 5.75% interest in a year, the inflation has gone up 6% in a year. So actually your money is at best is kept the same.
The money should be kept in cattle and grain. That is Indian economy. Cattle and grain. If you have got many cows, you get milk preparation. And if you have got grain, then what is your problem? You prepare your foodstuff at home and eat and chant Hare Krishna. What is your problem? You want to eat and live peacefully. So if you have got grains and milk, you have got enough food. There is no problem. You haven't got to go 50 miles for your work. And then you require a tin car. So many problems. But if you get your poor at home, then eat them and chant Hare Krishna and go back to home, back to garden. Simple thing.
So many people now employed in sinful activities, jobs that are to do with sinful life. We get rid of these sinful activities, what will we find for these people to do? Replace their job. To do pious activities.
Do you mean to say we have to continue sinful activities for their job?
They say like that.
No, we shall give engagement.
Cattle industry, liquor industry, tobacco industry, all these big industries.
Let them be without industry. Come to us. We shall give them food. Yes. Just like that, what is that? Mrigari. He was thinking that unless I kill animals, how will I eat? I shall leave. And Narad gave him. I'll give you to eat. Come here. So he became Vaishnava. So that is our problem. Stop this nonsense business. If you think that how you shall eat, I shall give you eating. Come on. This is our problem. First of all, you stop it. Then I'll see how I give you. That's it. When I came first, I was alone. I had no shelter, no food. And how we are maintaining now, thousands of people are giving them to eat. And nice shelter. How it is possible? It is possible. Because after all, Krishna gives everything. So if they become Krishnaite, everything will come. Why they bother about sinful activities?
Dhananjaya.
Huh?
Like you said this morning, Dhananjaya.
Dhananjaya.
Vishnu will tell us
what but to get money. We have solution for all problems. Don't bother. Go on with Krishna consciousness movement. Do you think our solution all impractical?
No, Srila Prabhupada. They're not impractical.
What do you think?
No, they're the only practical solution.
Yeah.
Karmis are always saying there's no solution.
No, we say we have got solution.
They don't want the solution, Prabhupada.
Huh?
They don't want the solution.
That is another thing. They want to be cheated. That's all.
Just like now with the gasoline problem. Now the scientists want to use sun energy. They want to make a new energy, solar energy from the sun.
That is another bluff.
We were preaching in Mexico that you simply perform the Sankirtan Yajna and Krishna will supply all energy.
Yes. He's the source of all energy.
Most economists, they realize that the economy is very faulty and superficial. But they say, well, that's the way it is, so I'm going to take advantage of it while I can.
Why not take advantage of this Krishna consciousness moment and try it? As you're trying so many methods. Why not try this?
They say we want to regress and become like India. If everyone becomes devotees, then they'll all walk around like us and
there
regress.
There is no devotee in India, real devotee, at the present moment.
This is, they classify us like that. They say, you Hare Krishna people, you want to take us back to cholera and dysentery and everything.
But you are already suffering from cancer, what you have done.
Yes.
Instead of cholera, you have got cancer. Is that very good exchange?
And one
see.
One out of eight men has venereal disease.
From frying pan to the fire. Cholera has got some remedy. But here, there is no remedy. What is that?
In this country, they have the venereal disease. One out of 10 men is suffering gonorrhea.
Yes, long ago, one professor, medical professor, he said, he was Englishman, that in our country, 75% students are suffering from venereal disease. Cornell Magor, yes, Cornell Magor. There must be venereal disease because sex life is so cheap. There must be venereal disease. And venereal disease, once infected, it brings so many other diseases, one after another. The cancer is also due to that. Madness. And the Vedic civilization knew it. Therefore, first restriction, sex, brahmacharya. First beginning, brahmacharya. No sex life. Just to say, this venereal disease is mentioned in the Ayurveda. It is called Phairanga. Phairanga means white Europeans. It is diseased, and medical science also says that it was begun from dog. The girls, they have sex life with dog, and that is the beginning of venereal.
I'm an animal. Ass, dog, yes. Cow.
That is the beginning. So the girl becomes infected and she distributes to all men who have sex life with. This is the beginning of sex life. And in Mexico I have heard that they regularly make theatrical demonstration how a woman is getting yes. sex with ass. Is it?
Yeah, that's in Tijuana.
Huh?
In Tijuana.
You see? Brahmananda told me, people have become so degraded. They make a regular show how sex life can be enjoyed with animals.
It's abominable.
Huh?
It's abominable.
In south of Argentina, the soldiers, they have sex life with different animals.
Huh?
The soldiers, the army, they have sex life with different animals. And they are so long alone without, and they have...
The government allow.
Oh, yeah.
You see, it is legal, you see. Where it is?
South Argentina.
Now if you analyze the present human society, you'll find there is not a single human being. All animals. All animals. Not a single human being. Talk about the cow, Joe.
Nine o'clock, probably.
People, they do not know what is the aim of life. That is it.
Yeah. From childhood, they're taught sense gratification.
They do not know that sense gratification, enough facilities there in the animal kingdom. So, if you want to give facility for sense gratification, does it mean that you want to become more than or less than an animal? Not more than.
They want dogs' life. They think dogs' life is good life. They have to work hard and the dog stays at home all day and enjoys in their nice big house. So they think, I would be better to be the dog.
So they become. But when he becomes street dog, that means he has to depend on good master. Big apartment for dog means it belongs to the master. So he has to find out a good master. But as he, if he fails to find out a good master, then he's street dog. Dog life is good, provided he gets a good master. So therefore we have decided to become dog of Krishna. The best master. And the master says, Angpa sarva pape bhama khushan. Master, I'll give you protection. So why not become dog of Krishna?
We'll be a flea and Krishna's dog. We'll be fleas and Krishna's dog.
Yes, everyone will be fleas. There Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Vaishnava Thakur Tomaro Kukur Boliya Jana Hamara. Oh Vaishnava, please accept me as your dog. Because to become Krishna's dog, one has to become the dog of a Vaishnava. Then he'll be admitted as Krishna's dog. Vaishnava Thakur Tomaro Kukur Boliya Jana Hamara. Hare Krishna. Yes, you become a dog, but you become a dog of a good master. What is the use of becoming dog of another dog? Then what profit will be there? Is it not? We are actually, every one of us is dog. And we are trying to satisfy so many masters. The masters are our senses. We are already dog, everyone. Because everyone is a servant of the senses. Kam, krodh, lobh, moh, vatsalya. So everyone is dog. Now, he has to remain a dog. But by becoming dog of this senses, he's not happy. Find out a good master and become a dog, you become happy. This is our prayer. And the best master is Krishna. We are also trying to be dog, but not of another dog, but real master. That is all. What is the use of becoming a dog of another dog? That is not fun. Material world is, I'm dog, I've got a master, and the master has got another master. He has got another master, he has got another master. Nobody can say that I'm absolute. Nobody can say. That is not possible. You must have a master. Therefore, everyone is a dog. So why don't you find out the absolute master? The biggest master. And that is God. God is great. Catch a master. Then he'll be happy. When one comes to his senses that I have served so many masters, neither the master has become happy, neither I have become happy. That is frustration. Everyone. The master is not happy. You serve any master. Ask him, are you satisfied? And what you have done? Are you satisfied? You have to do so many things. So he is not satisfied and you are not satisfied. Then To become a dog of this ordinary master will never give us satisfaction. Always frustration. Just become the dog of the supreme master, you will be happy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu. Prabhu means master. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Mahaprabhu.
The supreme master.
He's easily pleased.
Huh?
He is easily pleased.